I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
David Anderson joining us right now on Sports Radio 610. What's happening, DA?
I'm waiting for when I get some Buyer's Barricade swag. What kind of stuff do they give out?
You know what? That's you're really putting us on the spot here, because I'm not entirely sure what exactly their swag would be. They're the company that sponsors our hotline, DA.
Well, I want some hotline.
Okay. Well, while we're doing this interview, I'm going to Google Buyer's Barricades and see what we can get David Anderson. Hey, DA, so you've mentioned before that you have worked out at times with Julian Edelman. What funny business were you guys doing while you were working out?
Trade secrets?
Yeah.
Well, you know, coming from a Patriots guy, oh. You got to be quiet over there. Okay. Be careful.
Okay.
Be careful. you know, the sun in California is extremely powerful. That's all I would say. You know, I've tested positive for other things before. I don't know, Julian was always a guy that trained extremely hard. He was always a guy, as far as I know, he wasn't like a, you know, had all these pills and all these creams. He wasn't one of those guys. I'm not exactly sure what happened. It's odd that a guy this late in his career would get popped for something like that. Normally this happens to younger players. What's not odd is he's coming off an injury, so I guess there was a time to use it. Be late in your career coming off a tough injury like that. What's even more interesting is it's a substance that wasn't immediately discovered or isn't on the banned list, so that's a little odd. So I'm not exactly sure what the NFL and the NFLPA is going to do about this, but I enjoy working out with him. He would outwork me on a regular basis. Like, I get that there.
Hey, DA, there's a lot of guys that are holding out in mandatory mini camps. You know, you got Julio Jones, you got Aaron Donald, Le'Veon Bell, Dave Johnson. I know the answer, but I think people like to hear your take on this, about what guys in the locker room think about when their teammate is holding out for a longer contract. Yeah, just what the feeling is inside the locker room. What do guys talk about, or what are guys saying to each other when you have one of your better players holding out for a bigger contract and are no shows in some of these, you know, voluntary and then mandatory mini camps?
The first question is, where are they, right? Like, if you get videos of them in the Bahamas just like going crazy and going buck wild, that's such a different different whispers in the locker room than
good
if
point.
They're at their home facility getting after it. And you know that that's what they're doing and where they prefer to train and how they've done it in the past and been perfectly fine and prepared for the season. It's always weird when it's a guy's first time kind of missing something like that, and his mentality is off and the team's mentality and approach is off, and there's just a mixed match of opinions and everything. Like, and you know what situations those are, right? Like the Le'Veon Bell one, I think we all saw coming. He has a lot of leverage. He's obviously an incredibly good running back. The Pittsburgh Steelers are offered kind of space. You can probably what he somewhat deserves to be paid, but everyone has a different opinion of running back, how much they deserve to get paid right now. But, I mean, he's been gone before, and he shows up, and he's an explosive, game-changing back. So if you're in that locker room, you're like, this is just the way it is with Bell right now. So it's different for every person. And the same with Donald out here in Los Angeles. Like, it's something that he's been away before, and he's come back, and he's still been a Pro Bowler. So it's a tough situation for teammates and the team organization.
So this is that time of summer, or early, I guess, late spring, mandatory mini camps, and it's kind of the culmination of these off-season programs, whether we're talking rookie mini camp, OTAs, mandatory mini camps. After this one is when players, and obviously you went through this experience, have their most freedom, I would say, in the entire calendar year. You ever had anybody going real hog wild before training camp?
I mean, to be honest, the most freedom is actually right after your last game because you don't have anything to do and no one to answer to. Yes, there is some freedom now, but you still don't want to mess it up before when you get back. Like, you can kind of mess it up in February and still make it back by the season. But if you, like, do something really stupid in July, it's tough to recover from. So that's my first point. Second, have I ever seen guys go hog wild? Absolutely. That's some guys play hard and go hard in every aspect of their life, and that's just the way they do things. And a lot of times those are more defensive linemen, and they tend to sit like to your right. Those guys go hard.
They do though, man.
I don't know if you heard him, Ted, but he just threw you under the bus.
Oh, I didn't hear what he said. Oh,
across the table.
I misheard what you said. I'm sorry.
I tell you, no one goes harder than white D linemen. Right? Try-hard guys. Effort guys. Oh, everywhere.
Yeah.
Not just on the field.
The glue guys, yes. Yes.
All right, so DA, shifting gears, are you excited that the Lakers are the favorite to land LeBron James right now?
I'm telling you, and I said this before, I think the sleeper in this whole thing is the New York Knicks. I think everyone, everyone is saying, oh, it's L.A. or Houston. I don't think they can make it work in Houston. The New York Knicks picked up a general manager that he likes. There's a couple of his friends that are free agents. They got Kristaps Porzingis over there. If there's anywhere LeBron can be just as big a star as in Los Angeles, it's New York. And that would be just as good a story. So I think the odds-on favorite is still Cleveland. I think Los Angeles has a chance. But I would put New York just as much as up there with L.A.
Yeah,
because he could go in there and do his own thing.
Yeah, well, that is true. But, like, the owner is just as big a kook as the owner in Cleveland is. Although he is probably a little less hands-on because he's got his band that he travels around the country with.
They're awesome.
JD and the Straight Shot. Yeah.
Hey, DA, did you hear that story?
I would be Dave and the Shadow Puppets if I had to.
Hey, did you hear about the Lonzo
Shadow
Ball,
Puppets.
The diss track that he made for Kyle Kuzma?
God, really?
It's, yeah.
A diss track?
It's some diss track, man.
What happened to the days where you just punch a guy in the locker room? What happened
man.
To those I thought Ron Artest was in the locker room. Like did that happen in your locker room? It happened in ours where some guys just had disagreements after it wasn't settled at practice. And now we're gonna punch each other.
Hey,
like, and then it was settled and it was fine.
I've seen guys. Look, I've seen guys get in fights over card games before, right? And it gets heated. There was a punch. I don't want to say who threw the punch, but one of my teammates just knocked a guy out cold, and he was sitting there in the training table the next morning. I'm going there to get my ankles taped for practice, and here's our defensive lineman just in a ball shivering with his eye all black and blue from getting punched out. That's the way guys handled it, man. They didn't do the sneaky stuff with diss tracks. They just handled their business in front of everybody.
Yep, and it made a statement.
Yeah, it did, man. No one messed with this guy.
Just judged on your beat.
All right,
so your beat down.
So despite your lone wolf thing about the Knicks and LeBron, because I've heard no one mention the Knicks.
All right, well, it's a long shot bet. You want some odds?
DA.
I'll back down, man.
This is how you become the next Skip Bayless, DA. LeBron to the Knicks.
Yeah, no kidding.
LeBron is an average player.
Yes.
So. I don't really want to get serious, but as a Lakers fan, is that something you'd root for LeBron to come to the Lakers?
I mean, who wouldn't want LeBron on the Lakers if you're a Lakers fan? That sounds glorious. But I think Magic Johnson, what I like about bringing Magic as the mix is it gives Lakers that old school feel that they had with Jerry Buss, where they were recruiting not just like, hey, this is our team, but this is our city. This is what we can offer you. If there's anything Kevin Durant has shown in his movement to Golden State, is that the city is also a large opportunity, and the sponsorship opportunities and the marketing dollars. Right? He was on, I think, 4 commercials during the finals. You know, he's on a Google commercial, he's on a YouTube commercial, and that's what I think the allure of coming to a city like Los Angeles, New York, for that matter, is for LeBron. It's like, you get out of Cleveland, he's probably the most popular player, obviously, athlete on the planet. But who knows what kind of stuff is going to come his way once he's in Los Angeles full-time or New York. But, yeah, I think that's what Magic can bring back to the Lakers, is that kind of allure, those opportunities that don't really exist in other places.
Hey, D.A., bringing it back, let's bring it back to the football and Julian Edelman. You mentioned, we're talking, your best friend, Julian Edelman. And, you know,
workout partner.
Here's the workout partner. Let's assume he took something. I mean, he's saying he didn't, and it's under appeal, but for the sake of arguing, let's say he took something. Is it that surprising? Like, older guys, they drafted a slot receiver in the sixth round out of Miami.
Coming
off a major ACL. And I've told people this all the time. It's like, those are kind of the guys, like the older guys are worried about the young guys nipping at their heels. And I could see guys as they get older trying to keep up with the young guys and taking stuff. You see it in baseball a lot. A lot of the older, accomplished baseball players are the ones that get busted, right? That's a real thing, right, buddy? I mean, older guys feeling like their time is almost coming to an end with young guys kind of at their heels and then overcoming a major injury at the same time. I mean, it's kind of right for something like that, right?
You only got so many at bats. And as a receiver, you only got so many miles on those legs. And a lot of guys try absolutely anything to add a couple years on their career. And for me to say, now, if I'm just saying like this, like this is a terrible thing to say, but like there is a part of, I think, every guy's career that's like, well, if I take steroids and I have 3 good years and then I get paid and I get popped in year 4 and I lose 4 games, who cares? I already got $17 million. Like, I'll trade 4 games for $17 million bucks and a little bad press. Everyone's going to forget about this in 3 years anyway. And so, like, those are some of the thoughts that go through guys' heads. And so when people are like, oh, how could you do this to the team and blah, blah, I didn't see anyone complaining when they probably recovered from injury and got back on the field faster and was producing probably in ways that he shouldn't, right? Like it's a give and take. And so, yeah, those older guys, sometimes they want to recover faster. They see opportunity in front of them that's not that's dwindling. And they're like, well, you know, this door is only going to be open for so long. I gotta keep it open. So, it's no surprise. And to be honest, it's no surprise at all for anyone ever, in my opinion, because the opportunities are there and the risk reward, in my opinion, is there in a lot of ways.
Yeah, no. For most of these guys, this is their lone shot at getting the type of money that they have on the line. I don't think it's unreasonable to think that at all. David Anderson joining us for his weekly visit on the Byers Barricades Hotline. DA, I went to the Byers Barricades website. They rent out actual barricades and traffic cones and things like that. So maybe we can get you a few traffic cones. Maybe some of those big traffic barrels.
Maybe one of those.
You know what? Someone's been parking. They have these stupid scooters all over the place here in California. I don't know if you heard of them. They're called Birds. The company's worth $1 billion. I could use some of those cones to put them up so people don't park their stupid scooters in front of me.
What about vests with reflectors on them too, maybe. You can get them one of those too, I bet you.
Well, I don't know, DA. I don't know if you want to be out there policing those actual vehicles. You just want to put the cones up so they don't park there, right?
My favorite. Have you ever seen Benny and June when she gets out there and she does the traffic stops with the ping pong paddle?
No.
No.
Remember that?
No.
With Johnny Depp?
Benny and June, Johnny Depp, absolutely.
Come on now, get it together.
Yeah. Right, Rich has seen it.
I want some barricades. I want some traffic cones.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay. A nice clean orange traffic cone.
Okay. That's just to keep the little scooters out from in front of your house. Got it. Check.
Thanks, guys.
All right, DA.
See you, brother.
We appreciate it. David Anderson joining us for his weekly visit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.